Even though.
I can't get to the good part.
Because there's a critical.
Hateful.
Cruel.
Mean.
Voice in there.
Whose voice is that?
I wonder if it can be removed.
I wonder if it's been lodged in there.
Like a splinter.
Festering.
I wonder if it's my voice at all.
Where did I learn?
Such judgment.
For myself.
Was I not?
An adorable child.
A beautiful baby.
At some point.
Have I not done
kind things?
Nice things?
In my lifetime?
Whose voice is this?
And why is it so strong?
And why is it so loud?
And why is it so cruel?
How does it serve me?
And where does it go? When I'm asleep.
And where was it before me?
And where will it be when I die?
This voice.
This grumpy voice.
This mean voice.
It really lives in my head.
And it doesn't pay rent.
As far as I can tell,
it's not contributing.
I wonder if it ever contributed.
Have I worked harder?
Have I been paid more?
And how much space does it take up?
How much of my brain
is controlled by this voice?
The mean voice.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
A bully.
Lives in my head.
This program.
That I'll be better.
If I bully me.
Maybe it was true.
A long, long time ago. Maybe it made sense.
Maybe bullies won.
Everything is changing.
Everything is changing.
Bullies are no longer
accepted.
Tolerated. What if?
I could do the same thing.
I withdraw all permission.
From the bully.
The bully in my head.
I withdraw all permission.
For the critical voice.
To attempt.
To guide me.
Maybe it thought it was protecting me.
I don't think so.
It has not made me wealthier.
Thinner.
Happier.
It does not allow me.
Better sleep.
Less wrinkles.
This voice.
I'm firing the voice.
I'm booting the voice out of here.
And I'll make one last offer.
The critical voice.
The grumpy voice.
The guilty, shameful voice.
Has a choice.
It can.
Evolve with me.
I've been tapping.
A lot of tapping.
Making all kinds of room.
For inspiration.
For kindness.
For success.
For allowing good.
This voice.
Has the opportunity.
To evolve with me.
To evolve with the world.
Where the people doing good.
Spreading kindness.
Are growing in numbers.
I invite this voice.
Whatever it is.
However it became to be mine.
To evolve.
To age appropriately.
To integrate well.
With all that I have learned.
All that I have cleared.
All that I have forgiven.
As my consciousness expands.
I invite the voice.
To expand.
Into positive intent.
Uplifting intent.
With me.
I'm doing a good job.
Desiring
to feel better.
To do better.
To be better.
I invite the voice.
To appropriately.
Evolve with me.
I invite the voice.
To appropriately.
To gently.
Partner with me.
And say the right thing.
I choose.
To invite this voice.
To grow.
To mature.
To become wise.
So that I might listen.
And have.
That relationship.
That good relationship.
With me.
Including.
Including.
Welcoming.
And including.
The voice.
I wonder if
it would change.
In tone.
In pitch.
I wonder if
its vocabulary
is expanding now.
I wonder if
it shows up.
On a brain scan.
In one area or another.
I invite the voice.
To lovingly support me.
I invite the voice.
To forgive the wrongs.
It's been keeping track of.
I invite the voice.
To be part of me.
To update.
All information.
All wisdom.
For who I am today.
If the voice is staying.
I choose.
To lovingly.
Allow this voice.
To integrate.
Who I am today.
Into its system.
So that we're all.
All parts of me.
In good relationship.
With me.
I remember when my voice, the meanest thing it would say to me is, "You silly goose." And I thought, oh, that's really not bad. And then, isn't it interesting, though, when you hear the voice? Like this morning I had grumpy thoughts when I was driving. I was like, really? Grumpy thoughts? And then you think, well, who's thinking that? And why are we thinking that? And why do we need grumpy thoughts right now? What does that have to do with anything? Where did it start? And it's an odd sensation, but you really get to that observer's level with the voice. And it's like, well, okay, how grumpy do you need to be? My rule of thumb is, you know, I give it a time frame. Okay, you can be grumpy as long as we're in the car, go for it. And then I think every mean, grumpy thought I can think. And then I say, okay, are we complete now? And then I can have the rest of my day lovely. So, my voice is pretty nice now, but occasionally it wakes up grumpy. I don't know what that's about.